Hello, friends. Welcome to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. I have him with me in hand. Deliciousness. Shall we hear the slurp? Let's do it. Nailed it. Welcome. Excuse my voice for the moment being. I am unwell. I managed to catch a cold off, I think, my father. They just visited recently, and we are a close-knit family. My parents used to say, like in primary school, like if the whole family got sick, at least you know they're close, you know? So it's a badge of honor. That's how I feel about it. Aren't we close? Isn't it cute? We're all sick. That's really sweet. I would love to dive in today's session and talk about a practice I have been actively doing in my life. And more so over the last couple of years when all hell broke through over, broke through? All hell broke loose is the term, Anissa. When all hell broke loose over COVID times and my endometriosis became the worst thing ever and surgeries and all the fun things. But in recovery of all that, I started doing a practice that I wasn't implementing every day. But now it's at a point where I am implementing it every day, and I'm doing it in a way that I think is very manageable and tangible. And I call this practice showing up for yourself. I'll repeat that. I call this practice showing up for yourself. Simple concept, right? Hard to execute. The amount of excuses we make for ourselves on things that we want to do, or we don't feel valuable or worthy enough for us to achieve them. Oh my God. Think about it. Just take a moment right now and think about all the things that you've told yourself you shoulda, coulda, woulda, doulda, shabubububa. You know what I mean? That you're like, you know what? When I have time, I will do this thing. You know what? I should have taken that person up on that opportunity. You know what I really dream of doing? You know what I'd like to do? Have you ever had those kind of conversations in your head? You know, if I had more confidence, I would do this. No, we're not doing that anymore. We're evolved. We're leveling up as human beings. We are vibrating on a new frequency that we are now in the practice of showing up for yourself or showing up for myself. I'll talk about that. So showing up for myself kind of came at a place where I was really not feeling valued at all. And not, that's not to do with anything of friendships or relationships around me. At the time when I was at my lowest, you know, people were very supportive, but I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the drive. I didn't have the purpose. I was drowning in my own self-pity. I was, you know, coming to terms with my diagnosis and the fact that it was so severe. And also it was like rushing back all the mistreated diagnoses I've had before and the doctors that didn't believe me and all this sort of stuff. So my idea of self-worth was really diminished. And I hated it. I don't like being in a hole. Nobody likes being in a hole. You know, I don't think, as someone who has been depressed on and off throughout the years, obviously mainly because of the misdiagnoses I've had, no one likes to be there. We want to live a happy life. We want to be joyful. We want to, you know, take these moments and grab them by the balls. You know what I mean? Like, we want to have fun. But when you're in that hole, it is so unbelievably hard to pull yourself out. And the thing is, no matter who's around you and how hard, how many ropes they throw down, if they throw a ladder down, hell, they could even build an escalator for you just to hop on and, you know, easily get yourself out of this hole. You won't take it. And you won't because it's your hole. And unfortunately, you got yourself in there and you have to get yourself out. So I started this practice called showing up for myself as a way to build self-confidence on the smallest of things in order for me to feel more valued to myself. So I think it started really simple, like I was going to get up at a similar time every day and I was going to try and get to bed at a similar time every day and create routine around that. But I've told myself I was going to do that and then I would execute that and it would make me feel better because I didn't abandon myself. I didn't abandon a basic need that I told myself that I would do. So it started simply like that. And of course, whenever you're developing a new habit, it doesn't go to plan 24/7. You know, you do a couple good days in a row and then it slips up. And then you're like, oh, fuck it. Why would I keep going? And then you don't do it for a couple more days. And then you're like, you know what? That habit that I was trying to create wasn't so bad. So maybe I should start it again. It's a stop start, you know, hate love situation, right? But you know it's good for you. And you do know that how you feel afterwards is you feel better about yourself. You feel good about yourself. You feel engaged with yourself and your presence. And you want to keep going. So it started really simple like that. And then it sort of turned into other elements. It was like, okay, I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to, you know, exercise 3 times a week. And at that point, I could barely exercise. I had severe pain through my body, like coming out of 2 surgeries back to back. My doctor warned me it would take at least, she's like 12 months, probably even 2 years before you can even get back to something similar as to what you were doing before, which of course freaked me out because I was already conscious that my body had changed. I'd put on weight. I had to do Zoladex injections, which put me into an induced menopause, which made me put on weight, which makes you not feel confident about yourself or within your body, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Self-worth diminished. So I started simple, but okay, 3 days a week I'm going to exercise. Great. Can't do anything strenuous. All right, we're going to start with walking. And it was just something very simple like that. I'm just like, I'm just going to show up and do the things that make me feel good. So I was like, okay, I'll go for a walk. I'll listen to a podcast or some music, or I'll come up with a new story idea. And then on those other days, I might go to the gym, but I might not force myself to do weights or anything like that. I might just maybe go to a class or have a sauna or something. It was just about creating routine of saying to myself, okay, what am I planning today? And can I execute that? And then actually executing it. So I didn't overload myself. I didn't write 100 things down. I kept it really simple. And every time I would show up for myself, I would repeat that mantra afterwards. I was like, hey, we just showed up for ourselves. That's amazing. Many people do not. Congratulations. You've just taken one step closer to being a better person. And I would repeat that every time I did the thing I said I was going to do. One of my biggest values is integrity. And I know people kind of interpret value systems in different ways, depending on how you're treated, you know, in life and what your experiences are, which is kind of funny about the language. I'll have to go into language and how we interpret language in another episode. But let's just say everyone has their different interpretations on certain words and feelings, simply because we've all had different history backgrounds as to what those words and feelings meant at the time we experienced them. So integrity to me is such a huge value. It's about showing up when you said you were going to show up. It's about doing the thing you said you were going to do and follow through. It's your actions matching your words. It's being that person that is unwaveringly reliable in communication and in existence. It's a huge value for me. So showing up for myself as a practice was kind of building the integrity back within myself and building that as a value system that I was living and breathing and honoring myself with. Showing up for myself then turned into other things like, okay, I'm going to write a list the day before of things that I need to execute the next day. I didn't try and like do it 3 days in advance or something crazy like that. I just started with something very simple. I was like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to make my bed. I'm going to do my washing. I'm going to answer 3 emails and whatever the other task might be. Cool. Achievable, doable, done. When I completed that list, again, congratulations. You showed up for yourself. You said you were going to do the things that you said you were going to do and you've executed them. Amazing. It started building this inner reliance that kind of builds into independence, but not in a way that is resistant of other people's help or other people's influence. It builds this inner knowing that you can achieve regardless of circumstance, regardless of how you're feeling. You can keep going. through the pain, through the times you don't want to. That's a big one for us. We don't wanna. It builds that resilience, and that resilience allows you to push outside your comfort zone and achieve bigger things. And when we achieve bigger things, especially when we didn't think we could, we build confidence. We build confidence ourselves. We get out there more. We start challenging ourselves more. We start achieving goals. Like, it's just this follow through effect of something very simple. So recently I started doing a little personal project / seeing if I could hold myself accountable and showing up for myself. Was just before Christmas, I had a session with my doctor and we're talking about exercise and things like that. And she sort of said, look, you probably won't start seeing results until we kind of de-stress you a bit more in your body. It's been under a lot of stress over the last couple of years. And of course, you've taken it to new heights in that way. So we're going to de-stress it a bit. And she goes, I just recommend walking. I think walking would be great for you. And of course, you look up walking. Walking has amazing benefits, right? We don't need to be smashing ourselves 24/7. Walking is amazing. So I challenged myself on Boxing Day to do a 100-day walk challenge, 100 days consecutively of going for a walk for 30 minutes or more. That was the only prerequisites were it couldn't be less than 30 minutes. I'm currently at day 86, I believe, and it has been the most incredible thing for me. Incredible. Getting outside, you know, except when it's raining and I've had the odd occasion that I've had to go to the gym to go do my walk. But getting outside, getting fresh air, getting up early and doing it, it almost becomes a meditative practice. It becomes a self-fulfilling practice. It fuels you in a different way because it's me consistently showing up for myself and doing it in a way that I know I can achieve this. Therefore, my excuses are bullshit. For other things in life too. It's kind of opened my mind's eye up to the fact that anything else I want to achieve, my excuses are bullshit. It's about pulling back. It's about stepping back, building those steps back up, finding what is achievable, saying you're going to do the thing and following through, showing up for yourself. It will blow your mind. It'll change your life if you start showing up for yourself. Because if you show up for yourself first, you can show up for yourself for other people. And then that brings a whole nother value to your relationships, a whole nother meaning to your friendships, a whole nother meaning to, you know, your family relationships or dynamics. When you can show up for yourself with integrity and know that you are the person that's going to do the thing that you said you were going to do, people's attitudes towards you also change and your value in their eyes also elevates. So not only are you elevating your own value and showing up for yourself and changing your thought process and feeling good about yourself, like check in, like tell yourself like, man, dude, we said we're going to do that. Boom. Yeah, we did it. Like high five. But it'll also change the value in which other people see you, which is pretty fucking amazing. So there's a little like practice that maybe you want to try yourself. You don't have to do the walking challenge. That was just something that I was like, look, 27 birds with one stone, please. De-stress, exercise, keep it consistent, show up for myself. Boom, I'll do a 100-day walk challenge. I'm going to keep going. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to stop now. It's a habit. But it's been amazing. And I have noticed my self-esteem, my mental state, everything has kind of transformed and changed for the better. So maybe it's not a walk challenge for you. Maybe it's listening to a podcast or reading a couple pages of a book or doing the washing when you said you were going to do the washing. It could be very simple, but it's about setting yourself up with parameters. I'm going to do this thing at this time or this place or this day and following through with it. Because then you will start to create little elements of self-value and they will grow into massive elements of self-worth. So excuse my croaky tone and my blocked nose, but I hope you enjoyed that. Please start practicing showing up for yourself. I guarantee you will love it. All right, have a good one. Bye.